You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Drunk Giddy Up,
Detective Breakwind,
Baby Halloween,
Pissing Gold.
Ooh, Pissing Gold? Wow, my penis could be like a really expensive 3D printer.
Are you kidding? It's barely 3D as it is.
Yeah, aww.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
That is I.
So well, what's going on, brother?
Well, not too much. Welcome to a rare Sunday night recording.
Yes. Yeah, well, I figured, you know, we got time.
We got time. I got bedtime in about an hour, but I can squeeze in a Roman Podcast.
Yeah, man, I got a lot of stuff going on this week, so I figured if we could squeeze one in, you know. Hey. Just like when you're dropping a deuce, you want to squeeze one out, you got to make time.
You have to make time for the deuce. Of course you do. I'm not one for real quick. I'm a one-a-day type guy. It's after work when I get home, and I usually shower after work, but it's before my shower, so, you know, everything's nice.
I see. So you have a routine, and if anything interferes with that, there's a lot of clenching involved.
Yeah, usually the weekend screws up my routine. So Monday's a little touch and go on my way home. And sometimes it's.
I've been there.
You've been there. I'm there now. Yeah. Awesome. So a few things to talk about. Our friends, again, from Montreal at the Tumbling Saber, they just celebrated their 100th episode. I sent them a message, Curtis, from the both of us. And they played just a quick little one-minute MP3. And they played it on their show. And again, James and Corey and Kyle, they all had fantastic things to say about our show. And we really appreciate it because I believe James was saying, he said, oh, well, we're very uniquely Canadian. And I think to other Canadians, when they hear us, they know there's slight inside stuff, maybe. You mean like it's funny for the broad audience, but there's a little extra something for the hometown crowd. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's a little bit of inside baseball going on for sure.
inside the hockey there.
Inside the puck net, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. Congrats, guys, for 100 episodes. You know,
yeah, good job. It's really awesome. Yeah, and we're right behind. Well, not right behind. Where is this episode 86? So
episode 86. So we're roaring. We're gonna get there eventually.
Yes. Yeah. So we're scheduled for maybe around February. We might hit that 100 mark. But then again, Roman and I, in our youth, we didn't take care of ourselves. So
that's true.
We can't promise 100th coming. Because I got some hard miles on me, I know. So
nobody's calling that shot. Let's put it that
way. Yeah, no. We're not guaranteeing shit. other than that, yeah, it's been one of those weeks. We had, of course, Remembrance Day yesterday.
Yeah, and I believe the U.S. also celebrates it as
Veterans
Day, and yep. Around the world they celebrate it as Armistice Day, which is what we used to call it as well.
Yes, and again, yeah, I have some medals here from my grandfather, who was named Robert Cass as well, but he served in World War II, so it's one of those. It's better. I know ourselves, especially Canadians, like we haven't participated in a war. You mean like a huge one in quite some time, and so we to our generation we tend to, a lot of people tend to forget. So this is
was a lot of since those great wars in Korea and Vietnam, we were more in a peacekeeper role. We would go into Somalia and the places that nobody would want to go to, to try to keep the peace, and that's what we were known for before. Let's just say before a specific political party. Decided to turn it around and turn our guy and basically made us known more as a fighting force.
Yes.
And now You know, and I know where, you know, people are like, oh, Canada has an army. Oh, what are they fighting with? Poutine? Yes. No. The top 10 snipers in the world. And we hold the record, man. We for the furthest sniper kill. It is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. There's some our population doesn't lend well to having tons of money. Like, we don't spend 56% of our income tax on a military. We have healthcare. So anyway.
So but I mean, our guys are well armed, right? Yes, they're all issued slingshots.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's like,
and apologies.
Yeah, we send our guys. This is we just know how to save money here, right? So we send our military officers down to Mardi Gras, you know, to collect beads, as everybody does, and that's just to reload their slingshots with.
That, exactly,
that's all for.
That's all that's for. Yeah.
That's the military budget.
And to see the bosoms.
Well, see, that's the benefit of you know, that's a price they have to pay.
That's the price they pay. That's,
you know, that's a sacrifice they make for our nation.
God bless those boys.
So military, our Canadian military, our armed forces, we salute you.
Yes, and all with and all joking aside, yeah, this Remembrance Day, yeah, it's awesome. If this our generation, and of course the millennials, the ones after us, and even I talk to my daughter, she's 14, and you know, you get to just pass it along so they know what it's
for. Yeah, and the difference is that in some places in our country, this is one of the few things that isn't federally regulated, is that November 11th, some provinces have it as a holiday and some do not. So I was actually speaking to a colleague who's out in Newfoundland, and he's like, that's why we have the day off, you know, because like Newfoundland had a lot of troops from Newfoundland. There were some seriously badass fighters from Newfoundland that went over to the wars, and same thing in Quebec. You know, they've got those days as holidays, and on the West Coast, they've got the days as holidays, but Ontario and a couple other provinces don't. Yeah. And he was asking us, well, why don't you guys have it as holidays? Like, it's a very important day. And I said, you know what it is? I said, you guys have reverence for your military in Newfoundland. Everybody knows that guy was in a war, and you pay him respect. That's how you're raised. In Quebec as well, the Vendus and the other fighting military forces that are out there. In Ontario, when the wars ended, it was more like, okay, it's an industrialized province, you know, like a lot of manufacturing. Just get back to work and make a life for yourself. And so I think in order to kind of pass this along to the younger generations, they said, let's not give them a day off, but on the Remembrance Day, let's take them to the ceremonies. Let's teach them about everything and all the sacrifices, you know, as a whole day thing. And that's what they do. Like I used to do as a kid. We used to leave the classroom and go to the cenotaph, and you know, and then they would teach us do all the ceremonies in the gym. So I think that's why it's important for us in Ontario.
And also too, the veterans that are still with us from World War II, they're in the malls and they're selling their poppies. It's always nice. And hey, if you didn't do it this year, next year, go up, shake their hands, say thanks.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they just wanted to make sure that this day for us wasn't it's another day off.
Yeah,
And so that's why they said, you know, we're not going to give you the day off, but we're going to spend the whole day.
It's not
teaching you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's educating the next generation rather than having it be another long weekend to
drink. And you don't need to do that in the East Coast
of course not,
because it's part of growing up. It's part of it's there. It's everywhere. They got memorials everywhere. Everybody's taught, you know, like, that's old man Jim. He's got one leg. He was in war, damn it. You better respect him.
Thank you, old man Jim.
Naturally, you know, and we're a province of a lot of new immigrants, so it's important to teach those who come here the history.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So I think it's a good thing. I don't think it should be a day off here. I'm fine with everybody else if they got it off, but for us, I think it's important because you got to pay respect to those who keep us free, man.
Absolutely. And what else is going on? So when this drops, it'll be Wednesday. And we'll be a few days shy of my birthday.
Yeah. So you're turning, it's your 16th anniversary of your 24th birthday or something like that? I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah. I'll actually catch up to you. Because we are both of the same class.
At this rate, yeah. That was what my brother says to me. He's like, you'll always be older. Yeah, well, technically, the way I'm living my life, you will eventually pass me.
It's just a busy time. So again, this week it's perfect. We squeezing this in on a Sunday night, but it's a complete moot point to our listeners because you'll get it Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, as always.
As always.
Another thing, our weekly teaser clips, I usually release them on Saturday or Sunday morning every weekend, and it's just a quick 20 to 40 second clip of the episode that was released the previous Wednesday. We've been getting a lot of great comments on them, and lots of people asking, "Hey, how do you do that? How, what's going on? Like, this is awesome." And it's, if you go to our Instagram, our Facebook page, if you go to either our Twitter accounts, you'll they're everywhere. You'll see these little quick teaser clips. And yeah, they're if you're gonna introduce anybody to the show, you go, "Oh, here, listen to these few teaser clips from their Facebook page," and they'll get a general idea what it's all about. So
yeah, yeah. And for those who aren't too sure, because I had somebody ask me this once, is that there we have a brief introduction, then yes. We have a link, and then we have the teaser clip. Now the link is not for the teaser clip.
That's for the episode. Yeah,
that's for the entire episode. So if you want to listen to the episode, hit the link above the short clip.
Yeah.
If you're on Instagram, then go into the bio of Roman Poddencast.
And
if you catch it on Rob's Instagram or my Instagram at Roman Citizens or at Cast 1973.
Yeah.
If you catch it on the air, then you're gonna find a link to at Roman Poddencast in the explanation. Click on that username. It'll take you to the profile. Go to the bio. That's where the link is. That's how you got to do it on Instagram. You can't link off the page unless you start spending a bunch of money. So
yeah, so that way if you see us on Facebook and like, "Oh, I like this. This is funny." Well, the whole episode is literally right at your fingertips. So
yeah, it's just literally above the clip.
Anyway, other than that, not too much else going on. We have the high school playoffs are winding down in football here, so there's lots of football assignments with all these high school championships and going on, and it's all over Ontario anyway, because again, Canada, we tend to wrap, even our professional football, we wrap up in, you mean, end of November, because it gets pretty chilly. We don't want to play football in December and January.
It's like, you just won. What we have is the CFL and this giant trophy that is given at the end of the year. It's called it's the Grey Cup.
Yep.
Right? And so usually the interviews go like, "You just won the Grey Cup, Jim. How you feeling?" "It's fucking cold, Terry." "Yeah. All right, have a nice day."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we've had some bad incidents when the winners of the Grey Cup, some of the players will grab the Gatorade and try to dump it on the coach's head, and it's just a block of ice and actually kills the guy. It's horrible.
Is it so many ambulances called?
After so many
won a celebration. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, and to educate our listeners too, our Grey Cup, we're on I think this is 105th year. So this is like, the Super Bowl has 51. We're like double that and then some.
Yeah, I want to ask you that. You were a season ticket holder last year.
Yes, I was, yeah.
But not this year.
Not this year, no. The Toronto Argonauts, I used to live in Toronto proper. That's when Toronto, the Argonauts, the football team in the CFL, played at the Skydome / Rogers Center, as they call it now. And then they moved to BMO Field down the street. And they share that stadium with the Toronto FC from the Major League Soccer.
Yeah, it's an open air soccer stadium. But you know what? It's very much like every other CFL stadium in the country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a little smaller, but it's a little more intimate. But it makes for a better crowd. And but because I live so far west of the city now, I had my season tickets last year, and I didn't go to many regular season games just because it was just so far to get into, because it's south end of Toronto, right on the lake. So it's a pain in the ass. If you're driving into Toronto on a Friday trying to get to a game for 7 o'clock, it's a pain. So it's no longer a subway ride for me to get there. So I didn't renew my tickets this year.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah, there we go. Other than that, our fantasy stuff. We're still right in the thick of it right now because it's Sunday's not even over, and we're both winning, so we can move on.
Yay!
Yes. All right. Yeah,
My personal team, I was just like, yeah, everything's going great and all that, and then my team got trounced. I don't know if it was last week, 40 to nothing.
The Dolphins, yeah.
It's just like, wasn't even worth mentioning.
It's no better. My the San Francisco 49ers, I think they're like 0-8, and they're just about to beat my Giants or whatever, 1-7. So it's dismal teams in the NFL all around. Okay, so on that, do you have any headlines for us this week?
Yeah, man, I've got a couple. Let's see what we can dig up here for you. Okay. Frankenstein baby born at Florida hospital on Halloween.
Ooh. Baby was born and they named him Frankenstein?
That's actually the family's last name.
Oh, there we go. And it happened to be born on October 31st.
Exactly. In Winter Park, Florida, of all places. A Florida couple got an extra treat on Halloween when baby Frankenstein. That's Oscar Gary Frankenstein, who made his entrance into the world after 14 hours of labor. And parents are doing well and all that. But, yeah, he was born, it says 6 pounds, 9 ounces, so not a big kid.
Yes.
And the baby's grandmother, Jennifer Frankenstein, like that's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, yes.
Frankenstein. Tells the news outlets that baby he's doing well. They're super excited, and they said it's the first grandchild and Frankenstein in the family to be born on Halloween.
Oh,
wow. Although she does have a 13-year-old daughter who shares the same birthday as Mary Shelley's Frankenstein from the book.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a whole lot of coincidence. And what? Okay, so Frankenstein, obviously very synonymous with Halloween. You see a lot of decorations. What are the odds of having the kid on? Even if you tried, even if you were shooting giggity for that, you know what I mean? Like, the odds are so astronomically against you. I know when my wife and I, she had a baby last year. Our baby was due on the 24th of December. And my brother was having a baby, and they were due on the 24th of December too. So I was like, oh my God, we're both having babies and we're both due on the same day. Like, oh my God, it's amazing. What a coincidence. And it's not like we phoned each other. It's like, are you in? Okay. Okay.
Can tell her to clench harder.
Clench, yeah. Okay. No, so it wasn't time. But then in the end, my brother's baby was born on the 27th of December, and our little baby Charlie wasn't born until
January 5th.
So,
oh, wow, yeah.
They were due on the same day, and they were actually born in separate years. So, I don't know. To have a baby, the last name of Frankenstein, and having an actual baby on the 31st of October, that's incredible. That's
so, does that make your daughter an Orthodox Christian now?
No.
She has to celebrate Christmas on the 5th of January like the rest?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. No, we're practicing atheists, so much to my in-laws' chagrin.
Yeah, well, but still, like, what I'm thinking is if you're Frankenstein and you're born on October 31st, like, what do they do for to celebrate your birthday? They sit you down and make you watch Mike Myers movies?
Yeah,
you know, I don't mean the comedian. I mean the Halloween movies.
Well,
happy birthday.
Yes, actually, I have a couple sisters. One of them has a birthday on the 27th of October. The other one has a birthday on the 29th of October. So maybe Dad was trying to get this done, but I can tell you most of their birthday parties, as when they were young, were all Halloween themed.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, they're, you know, womp womp.
I know some people who are born on Christmas Day. And around Christmas, and they have two birthdays, because they felt like they got ripped off, right? Because you have Christmas where you get your
ripped
gifts.
Off. Yes.
And then you have your birthdays there too, where normally we would get gifts for your birthday and gifts for Christmas, but to them it's all combined, so they're like, they felt cheated, so they would have like a summer birthday.
Yes, yeah. No, I understand. I always thought I was pretty lucky, because like I said, mine's in the middle of November, or nearing the end of November, so I always had like a pre-Christmas. So while all the kids were all, oh, I can't wait till Christmas, I'm like, I have a birthday. So tied me over until the holidays.
Like, oh, you celebrate a celebration just before Christmas, huh? Here's a dreidel for you, Robert. Yeah, I think you misread the situation.
Yeah, no, you, yeah, exactly. Shalom.
Shalom, yeah. Mazel tov. Not so much.
No. Wow, so congratulations to the couple. And if they were trying, good shooting, Tex. That's a sniper.
Yeah, it's like, they're like, she's the first one to be born. Yeah, like all those Frankensteins being born for all those years, you know, over generation and generation, and this is the first one that they have on record. It was bound to happen.
Well, yeah, exactly, especially if they're trying.
Like, so what'd you call the baby? Well, that's a good name.
Fire.
Fire.
Like the, Bill Hartman. Yes. Phil Hartman, John Lovitz, and what's his name there? Ah, shoot.
When they Dana Carvey?
No, the other one, the big tall guy. They were playing
Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon, Frankenstein, Tonto, and Tarzan from SNL.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, check it out. It's
I still remember that. It's like,
it's outstanding.
Yeah, good times. So, yeah, congratulations to the happy couple, to the Frankensteins.
Frankensteins, yes. All right. So, you got another story for us?
Yeah, let's talk a little gold here, maybe a little silver. This is one that kind of was a little interesting. Switzerland flushes away millions in gold and silver every year.
Ooh.
So this is London sewers. While under sewer, now London, I don't know if you've ever heard of Fatburg.
Fatburg in London?
Suburb? Basically, it's in the sewers. It was a combination of, like, let's just say, products.
Okay.
And diapers and adult wipes.
Yes.
But these things they're not biodegradable. So there was a collection of these things that amassed in the sewers, plugging up the tunnels, and it was 120 feet long, and it was the size of a city, two, three city buses.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it took them months to tear this thing apart. So they decided that with that happening, they decided to have a look. Oh, sorry. It was made up of grease. That was the other kind of thing. grease diapers. They said, well, you know what? Switzerland said, we better go make sure that that's not happening to us. Well, last year they detected 3 tons of silver and 43 kilos of gold.
Oh, wow.
In effluent and sludge from wastewater treatment plants amounting to 3 million Swiss francs. Yeah, but before people start hunting the drains for jewelry, the government study says tiny particles were likely mostly from watchmakers and pharmaceutical companies. Which use metals for their products, and they kind of flush them afterwards, like all that to clean out.
Yeah.
So they're saying basically over time, they're detecting all these minute pieces that are accumulating, and every year turns out to be about 3 tons of silver.
Oh my! Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, if you got like a huge city and what gets flushed, like it's bound, like there's got to be. How many parts per million gold?
Exactly. It says it's measured in micrograms and even nanograms.
Yeah, of course.
They're not talking about the lady who throws her ring down the toilet because she's mad at her husband. Yeah. That's not what you find down there.
No.
But they said because it's a heavy metal, they collect, and it's kind of like if you ever watch those mining shows, right? Yeah. Gold is so heavy, it collects at the bottom. Well, that's what it does at the bottom of
it starts its own brand new vein.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is.
I'm
just cleaning out the shitter.
They said last month there was an investigation that was launched after toilets at the Geneva Bank and 3 restaurants were blocked by $100,000 in high denomination banknotes.
Oh, jeez.
It's a bit different than the fat mass that blocked the London sewers. The Swiss metal concentration complied with regulations and was removed before humans drank the water. So, like, there's. The metal will affect humans as well.
Of course, yeah.
So when they started detecting the high levels, they're like, okay, we've got to pull this stuff out of here. Because even though it's like, wow, look at all this stuff, it actually will make people sick.
Of course it will, yeah.
Even going through the treatment plants.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah, because I guess there are some things that just you can't get out. Like, and I think we talked about that big ball, that big mass they had to chop up, or what do they do, like break it up? Like, what? Imagine having that gig.
Yeah, and they just recently finally conquered it.
Yeah, like, can you imagine, like, what are you doing going to work? I'm going to, like, break apart a tampon ball. Like,
Well, you know what it is. It's like there's the tampons, there's the diapers, and then there's the grease that people throw in there. But mostly it was made up of adult wipes.
Yeah.
Because the companies who came out with these are for babies.
Yeah.
And they weren't making enough money. And like every other company out there, they want to make more profits. So they decided to rebrand a lot of it and sell it to adults and say, these are adult wipes. It's the same product.
But
they're not biodegradable.
No, but there are some you can buy that are like flushable, they say, but they don't say biodegradable.
Yeah, they say flushable, but they don't decompose. So that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
So they're saying, like, as much as they say, like, oh, you can flush them. And then the people at the other end are like, fuck you.
Fuck you. But boy, you know, if you do a lot of driving and you got some sore parts, man, you gotta treat yourself once in a while. You know what I mean? It's almost like a Keurig cup or a Tassimo cup. You don't want to have it every day. You're just going to be an asshole to the environment. But some days you might want to treat yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well,
It's like, oh, you people in Switzerland think you're so cool. What do you piss gold around here? Yeah. Well, apparently they do.
Yeah.
It's all
about pissing your money away.
It's all Nazi gold. Oh, I mean, dirty little secret. Moving on.
Moving on. Okay, next story. What do you got?
Okay, well, this is, we talked to something about this last week, but this is a different version of this. Suspect's overwhelming flatulence shuts down police investigation.
Oh, my. Okay, go on.
All right, this this reminds me of a story that that a friend told me. He was at the, you know, we have the ceremonies, of course, for Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he had really bad gas.
Right.
And he was sitting, and they had brought out the benches for everybody, the stadium seating. Right. But they're all metal benches.
Okay. Oh, right? No.
And he, you know, and he really had to go, like, so bad he couldn't hold it in. And he was just going to let it rip there, but he was worried that it would sound like gunfire going off because he was farting directly. So, and he was worried that he would, like, the veterans in the chairs would start diving onto the ground thinking they were under attack again.
Yes.
Like, so he's like, I had to get up and leave, man. He goes, I don't know what would have happened. You know, Jerry's back. And they're jumping, they're diving everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And, PTSD or something like that. Well,
okay. Yeah. So this one here, police interrogation of a Kansas City man was, who was charged with drug and gun offenses ended prematurely when investigators were driven from the room by the suspect's excessive flatulence.
No.
Well, it's like, where were you on the night of the 25th?
Especially in there. Yeah, you're just in this room and you got glass wall. Like,
I'm sorry, I have gas when I'm nervous.
Well, as you know, you've indulged in protein shakes, you know, of the power to variety. Yes,
I have. Yeah,
it's a daily thing for me. Well, I've recently discovered that I might have an allergy to the whey in protein because I have a shaker of that, and I thought something was severely wrong, and I went to the doctors and I started eliminating. I usually have the same thing for lunch every day, and I started eliminating things. Is it this? Is it that? And then testing, and then I finally found out, oh no, it's the whey protein. Like, if I have that, okay, like, you weaponize me. Like, it is horrible.
You leave the protein. Look, you want to smell death. Leave protein in a shaker and leave the lid closed.
Oh no! Then you're producing cultures.
That literally smells of death.
Yeah. So, but now I gotta go to I gotta try to find some health food store and hunt down. Yeah, because I still need a protein shake. You can't.
Oh yeah, go to Costco. They got the green pea.
Green pea protein sounds fucking disgusting.
Sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Sounds like, but it's dick. Oh, I just had a big workout. I'm feeling pretty manly. I might as well wash down this cup of asshole. Like, fuck. Why? More to my point. Yeah, I could clear a room if I had to. Just give me a shaker and some Walmart whey protein, and I'll.
Yeah, well, this guy here, he said that he leaned to one side of the chair and released a loud fart before answering. And then he continued to be flatulent, and the detective was forced to quickly end the interview. So, it's like, come on, I know you'd...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What? I could taste it in my mouth.
What is that, methadone? Oh, my...
Wait. Steve?
Steve? Well, yeah, I know.
He was charged with being a felon in possession of three firearms and possession with intent to sell cocaine. So that was it came from a traffic stop. So it's like,
well, cocaine can be a laxative. I hear.
Man, you need some greens, man.
I hear. That's a rumor has it. Yes. Word on the street is. So yeah, okay, that explains things, I guess. Yeah, so I hope they didn't let him go because cocaine and firearms, you shouldn't be running around, especially with both of those. You're gonna be a Tony Montana there. Say hello to my little friend.
They're like, do you have any of those masks we had during SARS?
Yeah, exactly. Where's the SARS kit? This
we need an N95 level mask here.
He's got his shit his pants.
I'm pretty sure he's just shit out another person.
Yeah. Well,
all right, man.
Okay.
Okay. So, I got one last story for you here.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. That's
Florida woman. Hey, Florida.
Florida. Wow.
Yeah. Florida woman on horseback charged with DUI.
What?
A Florida woman may have to go pony up after police busted her for riding a horse down a busy highway while intoxicated. And again, our friends at the Polk County Sheriff's Department. Remember, Officer Polk worked at the Polk office.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, we had a previous story. So yeah, a Polk City woman. They charged her with DUI, which is driving while under influence.
Right.
While riding a horse down the fucking highway. Okay, so they got her name there. Drunk driving after multiple drivers called 911 to report a woman on a horse who was hoofing it down the highway. they said that she was confused and possibly in danger. When deputies arrived, they found her riding her horse in the road. Officers did a sobriety test. I wonder if did they test the horse?
Well, yeah. If the horse is sober, then is it technically a DUI? Like,
But yeah, like do you, when you do this, can she say, "I'm not drunk, the horse is drunk"?
Yeah, I'm driving a drunk horse.
You know, and if they don't test her, is that like a way to get out of it? Like when they go to court and they go, "Well, did you test the horse?"
Yeah, she's like, "You can take a horse to liquor, but you can't put your finger in its bum."
You can,
all right, ma'am. Come with it. You've said enough.
You can poke her in the front and lick her in the rear.
You can, yeah, ma'am. You do have the right to remain silent. I stress, please use your rights.
Stay dressed and stay quiet.
Yes, exactly. Please.
She was a little over the level of influence here. It was her alcohol level was 0.161.
Wow. And was it 0.08 that's the legal limit?
Yeah.
Wow.
0.08, so she was 0.161.
Holy
shit.
Yeah, well, hey, some people, you mean, hey, maybe she's one of these people that can drink and ride a horse. Who knows? It's not me. I'm...
So not only did she put herself and the horse and the horse in danger, but anyone who was driving on the road, which is typically very busy. It's like, yeah. I'm being charged with being drunk, y'all. Yeah, we know.
We know.
We fucking know.
Well, I just hope the horse was taken care of. And you mean, like, don't blame the horse. It's not the horse's fault.
Fuck her. I mean, just make sure to take care of the horse. Horse is like, what did I do to deserve this dumbass? Good thing she's not Lady Godiva there and not taking her clothes off.
Yeah. No. Sans clothing.
Well, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Please. You have the right to remain dressed as well. So awesome. So, okay. So, again, thanks to our listeners bearing with us. This is a quick Sunday night recording because we have very, very busy weeks, but we did not want to deprive anybody.
That's true.
If that makes any sense at all, but
the holidays are coming up, so we may be doubling up on a certain weeks too.
Oh,
so.
For sure. Yeah. We got. I know everybody's busy. We do appreciate all our new listeners. Our numbers are growing week by week, and we really, really do appreciate it. And remember, the one good thing you can do, introduce somebody to if you know people and they don't listen to podcasts, and yeah, maybe this show isn't quite for them because we're an acquired taste, I would say, but. Even still, recommend our show, and if not that, then recommend podcasting to somebody who doesn't already listen, because there's something out there for everybody. So on that note, Roman, you want to tell the good people where they can find our show on the Twitters?
On the Twitters and on the Instagram, they can find us at RomanPodcast.
And yourself?
They can find me at RomanCitizens on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Face of My Book.
Oh, excellent. And you can find myself on Twitter at RobertMMCast. And do not forget to check out our website, RomanPodcast.com. You can see the networks we're on, the Tangent Bound Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and there's an Ask Roman and Rob Anything button there. You can click on that, and we might even read it on the show if we'll answer a question. Or we'll, if alluding that, we will definitely email you back and give you our answer to the Ask Roman and Rob Anything. Also, do not forget about our Tasty Nude campaign, our email account, romanpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tasty nudes you want to send to Roman, you can send them care of Roman to romanpodcast@gmail.com. And if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to the married guy, myself, at the same address. And one more thing, do not forget our review reach around. If you are so inclined to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, you can go to Apple Podcasts, as they call it now, formerly iTunes. Or you can go to Stitcher or Google Play or anywhere you listen to this or any podcatcher, anywhere you listen to this show, you can give Roman and Rob a review reach around and give us a star rating and review, and it is very appreciated.
Yep, that's a 5-star fart in a police station reach around.
Right? Excellent. So, well, you don't have to fart in a police station. And, you know, and 5 stars, we'd appreciate it. We love it.
5 stars.
Awesome. So by next time you hear me, I'll be a year older. Well, I'll be a couple days older, basically. But, you know how that goes. So
Go on, old man.
I'm coming. So until next time, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud.
Hi.
That was the other third of the Grolix podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, one of the guys that created Doctor Who. Canadian.
He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. Oh. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know that there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano in Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano too, but I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas. Bananas.
Jigawa. What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.